There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Bingity bong bong, bing bing bong. Hello. Welcome back to Suggestible. It's just James this week yet again. Now, the tradition has been with Claire touring through Europe that we do some tour dates for a show. There's two left. But before we do that, we've got to do our recaps of And Just Like That. This week, we're up to episode 4. And let me tell you, bit of a dull episode. I would have loved to come in hot like I have the previous weeks and been like, bam, here's some cutting insights. Ooh, I think this character sucks for these reasons. But not this week, because the bad stuff I forgot and the good stuff I wrote down. So let's do the good stuff. First of all, as I suspected, Steve is back. David Eigenberg's Steve. He has returned as a bitter divorcee. But what might surprise you about the character of Steve and the actor David Eigenberg is that he's in incredible shape. In the episode, we hear like a thumping noise, like a ba 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 kind of situation. And the door opens and it's Steve there. And he's doing some boxing. He's doing some speed bagging. And he's shirtless. And let me tell you, for a man who is 57-ish, excellent work on keeping it up. We could all be so lucky as to look like this or to be married to somebody who looks like this. Am I right, everybody? What I do like is that they seem to be slowly kind of unpacking the relationship that he has with Miranda. Because remember, she's like, ah, I don't love you, Steve. You're not sexy enough. I'm going to go with Shay and I'm going to live in LA and live a Hollywood lifestyle. Typical, you know, bloody ruining everything, bloody Hollywood, am I right? So that's good. I'm glad they're coming back around to that. Because I feel like Steve has some things to say. You know, and I hope the writers actually write some lines, which you'll end up saying in the show that's like relevant to his situation. I think that would be like a clever bit of storytelling right there. And my second note is just that Billy Dee Williams was in this episode, who, if you don't know, is the actor who plays Lando Calrissian. Comes in a room, he's all cool. He's like, hey, I'm cool. And he was cool. He's 900 years old, but he's so cool. No other notes. Pretty boring. What a boring show. I wish this episode was more fun to talk about. But lo and behold, it is not. Now, Claire will be back at the end of next week, 8 days after this goes out, which is very exciting for me, I'll tell you that much. I've found that parenting by myself for an extended period of time is, some would even say, 50% more difficult. But I gotta say, there's been a lot of people in the community that have helped me, which I appreciate. Friends and family and whatnot checking in on me. I actually had this idea, but I feel like I don't have the energy to commit to this. But the idea is that every day at school pickup when I turn up, between now and when Claire gets back, I appear slightly more and more disheveled so that like the concern for me and my family grows. So on the first day, it might be like, oh, my shoe's untied. Next day, it's like, oh, I've done my buttons up wrong, you know? And then by day like 9 or 10, I rock up like completely barefoot or one barefoot and a sock and my hair's all askew and ratty and I got a bit of cheese stuck to the side of my face. And look, the thing about that is it is obviously more effort than just living normally and being clean and normal. But at the same time, I feel like, God, I wish I had the guts to pull that off. But I know what the outcome would be. One, people would be genuinely concerned, as they would have the right to be, and Child Protective Services would be called. Or two, they would realize that I was doing this thing as a joke and then be like, why are you doing this? And I wouldn't really have a good answer to that, would I? I just have to say, I don't know. This is what I'm like, I guess. I wish I was so brave as to pull off a stunt like that. I know that Tom Cruise would be. Oh, man, I saw that new Mission Impossible. I tell you what. We're going to be talking about that this week at a Weekly Planet podcast, my more successful podcast. It's probably even more successful since this podcast has become even more less successful when 50% of the people in it are no longer, you know, in it for these few weeks. But unfortunately, I have to do one more of these next week, you know, because Claire won't be back in time. But hey, for people who love a man going insane slowly and talking to himself, that's probably ideal for you, you know. Anyways, there's two shows left that Claire are doing, public shows. She's doing like some like conferences and whatever, which you can't go to, I don't think. So on July 13th, which is when this is out, there's one in Petersfield in Hampshire at the Petersfield Museum and Art Gallery. That's at 7:30 p.m. Then there's one on July 16th, which is an intimate afternoon about matrescence, which is becoming a mother and maternal well-being with author Lucy Jones and singer-songwriter Claire Tonti. She's the other half of this podcast. That's in Basingstoke at Willow's Coffee House at 3 p.m., a nice, lovely afternoon if you are interested in some wonderful pop folk music. And Lucy Jones, who's just a fantastic writer. If you are interested, just head over to clairetonti.com/events. Thank you to everybody who has been attending her shows. The feedback has just been incredible. There's a dog in here. The feedback has just been really incredible. So I appreciate all those people who are going out of their ways to go and then go up and say such kind things, because you don't have to do that. You could just be like, that sucks, I'm going to sneak out the back door. But people don't. They come up and they say, hey, good thing that you did. And that's cool. Anyways, I'll be back next week, but also, of course, other podcasts and whatever. Right now, I got to go, I don't know, do something. I think I'm going to watch Secret Invasion. You know, that kind of okay Marvel show that's on at the moment about everybody's a secret Skrull or whatever. I'm really into it, as you can probably tell. So I can't wait to see who is or isn't as an alien. You know, it's okay. You can watch Secret Invasion with me. You might have heard that. The dog was concerned, which is weird because I thought she had the same kind of apathy for Secret Invasion that I have. But you never know what dogs are going to like. You know, they're different than people. They're different. Ha! All right, see you next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.